2. Noah. Fall 2016. 1, 2, 3, 4. I counted my steps, watching the shoelace of my Chuck Taylor flop as I maneuvered through the crowded terminal. I was pretty sure the Atlanta airport is the inner circle of hell. Too many people, too many smells and crying children. My shoulder bumped into someone and I mumbled sorry beneath my breath, but I refused to look up. As much of an ungrateful ass as it may make me sound, I didn't want to take another selfie or sign another autograph. Honestly, I was only touring to keep myself occupied, to keep myself from missing her. A boom of thunder rattled the building. The large windows overlooking the tarmac shook, and the people hurrying to their flight stopped in the middle of the terminal to exchange nervous glances. I looked through the window just as a bolt of lightning streaked through the sky. Great. I groaned, and continued to weave through the swarming concourse. On about step 27, I tripped on my shoelace, catching myself before my chin slammed against a tile. Damn, I should have tied it. My ball cap tumbled to the floor, and I quickly grabbed it and shoved it back on my head.
Oh, my God!
That squeal echoed into the tall ceilings.
Noah Grayson?
And I knew from the high-octave shriek that followed my name, it was too late to run. People in front of me were shoved out of the way. They stumbled several steps before shouting at the girl making a beeline for me. With flushed cheeks, she stopped right in front of me and gasped.
Oh my God, it is you!
Her sweaty hands grabbed onto my arm. I wanted to pull away from her, but I couldn't.
Can I get a picture? I just love your music. It's so beautiful and raw and... just...
The stranger threw her arms around me like I was a long-lost friend and continued to ramble about my songs, my life, how much she loved me. Before I could respond, her camera was in my face. I smiled at the flash, and then she hugged me. Again. And then... She was off with her phone in hand and her fingers going crazy over the screen. Sighing, I scrubbed a hand over my face before tugging on the bill of my cap to cover my eyes. Again, I knew I should have been grateful, not annoyed. But after months of touring and a 15-hour flight, I was just fucking tired. Fame wasn't what I thought it would be. Hell, life wasn't what I thought it would be. When I reached gate A13, I checked the board and groaned. Delayed. Another roll of thunder rumbled through the building. Kind of like a fuck you from Mother Nature, I guess. I went to take a seat, but caught the flicker of the neon TGI Friday sign at the end of the corridor. I needed a little something to take the tension away. Who cared if it was only 3 in the afternoon, I thought. The tabloids all said I was a drunk anyway. I would have hated to let them down, so I headed straight inside to the bar. The bartender busied himself by wiping the counter. He didn't bother to look up when I dropped my carry-on to the floor and pulled out a stool, and while some might have found that rude, I was just fine with it. "What can I get you?" The monotone hum of his voice reminded me of that teacher off the Wonder Years. "Whiskey. Neat." Without a word, he turned away, and I pulled my phone from my pocket, opened Facebook, and scrolled. There I sat, taking a glimpse into the lives of people I didn't even fucking know. Social media was such a weird thing. "There," the bartender said, before I heard the clink of glass over the bar top. "Thanks." I kept scrolling while I downed the warm liquor, slamming the empty glass onto the counter when I finished. Cat meme. Political post, some guy I used to be friends with. And then Facebook did a real number on me. "Noah, share this memory from a year ago." A picture of me and Hannah lying on my bed. I posted that picture after I'd left town, hoping she'd see it, hoping someone would tell her I hadn't forgotten her. But I guess they didn't.